Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
My question is for Shadi. So I was working at, I was working at a job. I had a 401k with them, but I left. And that, you know, that money's still tied up in that 401k there. I want to move it, but I want to know my best option to move it without, like, to avoid paying the taxes on it.
Yeah, definitely you want to move it into
like what accounts can I move it to?
Yeah, very. I'm sure on the site, Caleb, a lot of people ask this question about rollovers. So I would love to get your opinion on it as well. But rollovers, when I was heavy in my financial planning practice, made up about 70% of my financial planning practice, helping people roll over old 401ks, old retirement accounts is very common. And most people, the majority of their investments are in retirement accounts. Like the average person doesn't have $100,000 in a brokerage account or, you know, $300,000 just in their Robinhood account. Some do, but most people don't. But a lot of people have $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $200,000 in their 401k. So being that it's the majority of a lot of people's assets, it's important to make smart decisions. So you can definitely roll it over into an IRA. But outside of that, I'll say why it's a good idea to roll it over from a 401k into an IRA. When the money's at an old 401k, it's pretty much frozen in a sense. Not frozen where it's not growing, but frozen where you can't borrow from it. You can't add to it. You're stuck whatever, you know, choices that the old company provides for you. So like if you have Fidelity, they might give you a menu of like 20 different options that you get to pick and choose from. And you don't really even get customer service help. Like if you call customer service, they can like tell you, you can tell them what to do. But if you ask them for advice, like legally, they're not going to give you advice over the phone. So you're pretty much just like fending for yourself, and then you might move and then you don't update your address. So it's very problematic to leave an old 401k at your old job. That's just my opinion. So being that you can roll it over into an IRA without, you know, paying any taxes, any penalties, you definitely want to explore the IRA rollover. Now, there's different ways that you can roll it into an IRA. You can work with an advisor and have them help you with it, or you can do it yourself. any brokerage account, like Fidelity, TD, any of those type of brokerage accounts, you can open a traditional IRA. And then the process is you would call the 401k company. First, you open up the IRA, you get an account number. So then you call the 401k company and you say, I want to roll over this 401k into my IRA. A lot of the companies, especially like Fidelity, they let you do it over the phone and they send you a check and then you just forward the check to the IRA custodian. Sometimes you have to fill out paperwork and then they transfer it for you. But either way, you communicate with the 401k company and tell them that you want to roll it over. So you don't necessarily have to know exactly what you want to invest in and roll it over because you can, it can be held in a money market account, which is like, you know, sitting on the sidelines. And then when you decide how you want to invest, then you can invest the money. Target date funds is always a good option. Similar to how they have a 401ks, a lot of brokerage accounts allow you to invest in target date funds like 2020, 2030, 2040, 2050. The idea with retirement is that you want to be aggressive when you're young and conservative as you get older. So the target date fund automatically becomes more conservative as you get closer to that target date. The target date is the date that you plan on retiring. Of course, you can take, you know, the strategies that we've talked about on Market Mondays, where you can invest in index funds, you can invest in ETFs, you can invest in individual stocks. I wouldn't recommend being too overly aggressive with the retirement account. Yeah, like you don't want to like do a bunch of penny stocks and, you know, things of that nature. But you know, if the, I would recommend if you're not going to do the target date funds, maybe have maybe 4 to 5, investments that you want to invest in. I would say the majority should be index or ETF because that gives you broad range exposure. Like one ETF, you can have 20 different, 30 different stocks in it. And then of course, you know, the index, you invest in the S&P 500, you have 500 stocks in it. And then maybe if you want to have like one or two, anchor companies like a Microsoft or an Apple, yeah, that you feel comfortable with. So yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, that's called Rashad Opedia right there. We should be putting that up on the
system. Yeah, he was like ISO, go ahead.
He called the ISO, right? ISO.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So, good job. I cleared it out. So I'll start moving over.
Well, you know, I'm a facilitator. My role at Market Mondays is a facilitator. You know, we got a great talent in Ian. He's like the Kobe Bryant. And then when we get to bring on guests, you know, it's like an all-star. So me and Troy just more facilitate. We pick our shots here and there. Spot shooters. We're just spot shooters. But, you know, every once in a while we get to, you know,
clear it out.
Have some nice Ray and Steph.
Thank you.
He
just came in and shot 4 3-pointers, grabbed 5 rebounds. Yeah,
real quick.
Yeah.
Going back on the bench now.
Showed up in the fourth quarter, dropped 35 real quick.
That was impressive.
Jeremy Lin.
But Rashad, you mentioned about the check, that you actually get a physical check mailed to you. So people got to pay attention to that if they're going to do that. You get a check like you haven't seen before. If you have a lot of money in there, all of a sudden you're like, oh boy, this is my retirement on a piece of paper. You got to be really careful with that. Take it over to your new custodian or your new broker, wherever you're setting that up. Get that in there as fast as possible. That shocked me when I got mine the first time I rolled over. I was like, whoa. You know, here's 10 years of work.
Yeah, and a lot of times they send it in regular mail too. So you might have a check for, I've seen checks for $1 million, $800,000, and people get nervous. Like, they're like, I just got a check for $800,000. What do I do? I'm like, well, forward it to me and I'll make sure it gets in the right hand.
First thing.
But
first.
But that's definitely important because a lot of times people, and check your mail.
That's true, yeah, too.
Check your mail, too. Yeah, a lot of times, you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't check. Including me. I'm terrible at that. But people don't check their mail for weeks at a time. You go on vacation, and then it's like, oh, wow, what happened? This guy sent 90 days ago, and I never did anything.
And it expires in 36 hours.
Very important.
Yeah. Onessa, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
So excited. Hey, guys.
That, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? Okay. So here's my question. You guys talk a lot about the two index and two tech, right? Got that. I've been investing in it monthly. But I really do want to do dividend stocks to, like, you know, diversify my portfolio or whatever. So I was trying to figure out what's the best dividend stocks I should get into to diversify my portfolio. Next.
If you go look at the episode from 2 weeks ago, I literally put out a list of ones that are upward moving. The thing I want you to be very mindful of, especially when
I have a list of it. I remember when you did that, you said Starbucks, Lowe's, Costco, Nike, AT&T. I got it.
So I hate AT&T. No. I want to be on the record. I hate AT&T.
Okay.
For whatever the dividend pays for the drop that it's had, that is terrifying to me. Now, when my bill was my bill back in the day before Verizon, and there was a whole bunch of
yo, remember that?
Great. But for the last 20 years, I feel like the only thing AT&T is specialized in is paying top dollar for assets at the worst price. So you want your dividend to go up, because in theory, I get it. You get a great dividend, but when you actually do it and you're like, the stock dropped 29%, you're not going to be happy with the dividend, especially if it's dragged. Let's say you have a big position and it drags the rest of your portfolio down, you're not going to care about the dividend that it paid. There's a difference between, like, portfolio management on a paper, and like Caleb said, when you're actually doing it and you see the money in there, it is a huge difference. So I would pick ones that have progressively been going up over a 5, 10, 15 year period while giving a dividend, even if it's smaller.
Okay. What's your top five?
I'm biased, but I know Apple pays a small one, but I like Apple because if I told anyone,
I put Microsoft on my two techs, so I got that.
I'll make a list here and drop them for you at the end. Then.
Okay.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.